morning and welcome, and we'll begin the Sussex County Council meeting for November the 28th, 2006 with the Lord's Prayer, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag. Our Father,
Lord
in heaven,
hallowed
be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Call this meeting to order with the approval of the agenda, and let the record show that Mr. Dale Dukes, Councilman Dukes, is out of town today on personal business and will not be here. And with that, the agenda. Administrator, Mr. Baker, do you have any changes?
No.
With that, I entertain a motion.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones, to approve the agenda for Sussex County Council for November 28, 2006, as in printed form. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Approval of minutes for October 24th, as in printed form before you. Any changes? Corrections? If not, entertain a motion.
So move.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by?
Second.
Mr. Phillips, to approve the minutes from October 24th, 2006 for Sussex County Council as in printed form. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yeah.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Reading of correspondence, Mr. Griffin, legal counsel.
We've got three items today. First, a letter from the Milford Community Band thanking council for a grant of $200 that they indicate that they're going to use for goods and services for their organization. And a letter from Cape Henlopen School District Principal Buckmaster notifying Mr. Baker that they have delivered 2,000 items of canned goods for the annual canned food drive that council does. Then we have a thank you card. It's from several weeks ago when we had school principals day, and I believe it was a group from Indian River that were here, and they said that they thank council for the wonderful acknowledgments and that they received from you, the mayor of Georgetown, and their PTO, and thank you for making it a special day for them. That's all the correspondence.
Okay. With that, Mr. Baker, County Administrator. First item, Delaware State Police grant.
Good morning. It's an honor to have with us today Colonel Thomas McLeish, Major Paul Eckridge, and others from the Delaware State Police. We have budgeted this year $1,413,000 for 32 additional state police officers in Sussex County. And this is over and above the normal state's allotment for state police in Sussex. We also have a check for $460,000, which includes salary and benefit costs for July 1 of 2006 to September 30, as well as for the cost of 7 new state police vehicles, which we are also purchasing as part of our agreement. And I know Colonel McLeish is here. I think he wanted to make a few remarks, if you like. Or
come forward, sir.
Gentlemen, President Rogers and other members of the council, it's a pleasure to stand before you today and welcome this partnership that we entered into many years ago. And this is the final year of the contract as far as the hiring of additional troopers. And as Mr. Baker said, it puts a total of 32 additional troopers on the force in Sussex County. The number right now is about 166 currently. Four of those troopers that aren't counted as part of your 166 are in the academy at this time, and they will graduate from the academy in January, February timeframe and be released into the field training program, and they'll come out into the troops around May, June of 07. But this has been an excellent partnership with you, and we appreciate you taking care of the citizens of Sussex County as you have by entering into this agreement to allow us, with the growth that we've had in the past and what is projected into the future. On behalf of the Division of State Police, I sincerely thank you for this commitment you've made to the citizens of Sussex County, to my troopers in this state, in the county.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
With that, we'll present you the check.
The real check?
Which check?
Both of them. Got the real deal.
That's right. One check for your kids and one check for...
Easy now. I shared with them that sometimes these checks will go in the trunk of my car, and then when my kids are helping me clean the car out at home, one time they saw it and went, "Daddy, we're rich." And I said, no, we're not. doesn't work that way.
On behalf of the entire Sussex County Council and the citizens of Sussex County, we're delighted to be a partner with State Police, and we know that will continue. And just thank you for all that you do for the citizens of this county.
Thank you very much, Mr. Rogers. Thank you very much. Won't lose this one. While I'm here, could I have just one
more? Yes, sir.
Major Hughes. Major Hughes followed me as operations officer for Kent Sussex County. I believe that I'll be that much.
That's fine.
That's all right.
I did a little swap around on my staff, and I now have Major Eckert, which I know will do an outstanding job. Major Hughes, you did a fantastic job at the time you led men and women in Sussex County, Kent and Sussex County. He was tremendous in the EOCs whenever there was an incident that occurred. I'd just like to offer him a round of applause if I may.
And as you're all leaving, I might just say that Major Hughes attended all the important meetings that we had here where we needed your presence, and we thank you all for that and allowing him to come. So if you'd like to leave, you're welcome to do so. We know you have a busy day ahead of you. And with that, we will move on to administrator's report. Mm-hmm. Thank you, gentlemen.
We have several items on the administrator's report. First is on November 22nd and 23rd, a northeaster storm resulted in coastal flooding in some areas of the county, including Oak Orchard, Long Neck, South Bethany, Bethany, and Dewey Beach. The storm did not result in major damage to property, although flooding of various roads, especially at high tides, resulted in an inconvenience for residents and visitors. Our EOC monitored the storm over Thanksgiving holiday, and DLDOT, other state agencies also, as usual, worked during that time. Community development and housing, public hearing and meeting dates, including with this report is a list of 15 public hearings and meetings that will be conducted by the county's community development and housing division. Council members may choose to attend the meetings that are held in their jurisdiction. There are 11 towns listed here with 15 total meetings, and these towns have elected to use our CDBG office. Mr. Bill Cates is the director to participate in the program and to administer the program. Caroling on the Circle on Monday, December 4th, the 23rd annual Caroling on the Circle event will be held. Cookies and hot chocolate will be served afterward at the Georgetown Fire Hall. As in the past, we are collecting canned goods and non-perishable food items to help the needy in Sussex County. And then next Tuesday is the annual Mildred King Christmas Luncheon for employees, which will be held from 11:30 to 1:30 at the Georgetown Cheer Center. This is an annual luncheon for county employees, and the offices will be closed during that two-hour period. And then finally, we regret to announce that Catherine Jones, a county employee, wastewater operator 3, passed away on November 1st, 2006. She worked at the South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facility for the county from January 2nd, 2001 to November 1st, 2006. And I did not know her, but I know she'll be missed, and she was a fun-loving person, and she will be missed by the staff at South Coastal. Thank you.
Okay. With that, we go to Susan Webb, Finance Director. Ms. Webb?
Good morning. I have a proposed resolution today. In June, in fiscal year June 04, the Budget Committee budgeted $1 million for a new program called the Sussex County Economic Development Stimulus Loan Project. And we had our first applicant. We were bringing it to council this year. In your packet, you received a letter and minutes from our meeting that we had on November 14th, our Economic Development Stimulus Loan Committee meeting, which the city of Seaford has applied for $250,000 from the county. The city of Seaford was at our meeting and they spoke on behalf of their project, and I'll describe it just briefly. They would like to construct an 1,800 square foot concession stand with public restrooms at their sports complex. This sports complex includes two softball fields, flag football field, and three multi-purpose fields. And I'm going to pass down a picture that they provided, which is a good picture of it. The city of Seaford completed their application, and it was in accordance with all the requirements of the program. The committee found that this project will provide a public benefit, that the debt service will be payable from the revenues of the project or from other sources. It's backed by the full faith and credit and taxing power of the city of Seaford, and it is an eligible project under the terms of our loan agreement. Are there any questions on the project? For the minutes?
Did you explain to them when you started about how this program was offered to any municipality a couple years ago?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
No, I didn't explain that, but yes, it is. It's offered, $250,000 loan is offered to any municipality that meets the requirements, the eligibility requirements of the documents.
Okay. Goal was economic development stimulus within the towns, and Seaford was actually approved for a loan earlier, but they decided not to participate in it after it was approved.
Mm-hmm. They couldn't be here today to represent themselves. They had another obligation. We did ask them if they'd like to come.
Okay.
Any other questions?
You prepare a motion.
Mm-hmm. I have a motion for a resolution authorizing a loan of up to $250,000 to the city of Seaford pursuant to the Sussex County Government Economic Development Stimulus Loan Program.
So moved.
Second.
A motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to approve the motion for a resolution authorizing a loan of $250,000 to the city of Seaford, as explained by Susan Webb, Finance Director. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hal Goblin, Assistant to the County Administrator, Law Enforcement Grants. Good morning.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of council. This morning we have three requests from municipalities in this county to make drafts against the annual police equipment grants that you so capably offer to the towns of this county every year. The first request comes from the town of Del Mar. They're requesting the full draw of $25,000 to purchase a 2007 Dodge Charger and equipment. The second request comes from the town of Milton for a Chevy Tahoe with equipment. They didn't include the year of this vehicle, but they're asking for their full draw of $25,000 for that vehicle. And thirdly, the town of Seaford is asking for $19,807 of their grant to purchase a 2007 Dodge Charger.
And they all meet the criteria?
Yes, they all meet the police equipment grant criteria that we've set forth annually for the towns.
Okay. Motion for that?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second.
A motion by Mr. Phillips, second Mr. Jones, to allow Del Mar and Milton $25,000 each, their full compliance, and Seaford $19,807. And they have the balance to spend as they wish. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
I vote is yes. Mr. Godwin?
Gentlemen, we have one wastewater treatment agreement for your consideration this morning. This is Sussex County Project Number 81-04. Beach Air Landing, also known as Chapel Crossing, Agreement Number 541. The developer in this case is RDM Incorporated of Ocean View, Delaware. The location will be Route 26, just east of Route 113, to be included in the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District. This project will service 98 townhouse units, and the total system connection charge will equal $540,666. We already have approvals from our engineering department and from DENREC. We're expecting 90 days of construction with a construction administration and construction inspection cost of $11,568. The proposed construction cost totals $77,121. The supporting motion follows. Be it moved that based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 541, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and RDM Incorporated for wastewater facilities to be constructed at Chapel Crossing in the Dagsboro Frankfort Sanitary Sewer District.
Second. Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips. To approve Sussex County Project 81-04, Beach Air Landing, as known as Chapel Crossing, Agreement Number 541. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, with that, we move to Michael Izzo, County Engineer. Is he in the room? Mr. Izzo?
Moving to you, sir.
Mr. Hinken, you want to come? Do you know anything about the land acquisition? Instant message him then, okay. With that, then, while we're waiting for him to arrive, when Ms. Webb move forward with the grants, for our audience that seems to be visiting today, the county council attempts to put all the funding we can back within the communities, and we have what we call councilmatic grant program. Each councilman gets a minimal amount of funding to put back in his communities, and what we're going to venture into this next request you're going to hear from Ms. Webb is where the communities send the councilman a letter. Placed on the agenda for a week's time for the public to make any comment they like to us, and then we vote on each one as it comes before us. So it's called Councilmatic Grant Program. So you'll hear which councilman it is as she reads them, and they'll get approved or disapproved. Ms. Webb.
Thank you. Our first one is for the Sussex Technical High School. Mr. Phillips, I believe this one's yours.
Well,
is that youth activity or?
No, it's a school. Councilmatic.
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 Mm-hmm.
Sussex Tech.
Mm-hmm.
It does cover the entire county.
Oh, Lord.
It certainly does. That's a good observation.
What's the request for again?
It's an unspecified amount, but they're going to use the money for a basketball wrestling poster sponsorship.
$50 from each councilman, okay?
Yes.
We have done that in the past for another type of grant for them, 50 each.
Okay.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones, to appropriate $50 from each Councilmatic grant funding to Sussex Tech High School for a poster scholarship sponsorship program. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Webb?
The next grant is the Rehoboth Beach Main Street for their annual Community Unity Dinner.
Yes, I'd like to donate to that event. Yeah, I'll do $500.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones to appropriate $500 from Mr. Cole's Councilmember grant funding for the Rehoboth Beach Main Street annual Community Unity Dinner. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
How about a yes? Ms. Webb?
The Mason Dixon Woodworkers for toy making materials. Typically, we give.
We've given $100 each last year.
Are they elves? Those
people? No, they're no. Okay. They're all 6 foot above.
They're woodworkers.
But they're not. But they're not elves.
How many you've heard in the past?
You're sure
we don't know.
Mr. Jones, $100 each last time.
That's what
that.
We did last.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. Motion, Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips to grant Mason Dixon Woodworkers toy making materials $100 each. Councilmatic grant funding. Question, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes. Ms. Webb?
The Southern Delaware Choral Society for their spring 2006 concert for the tickets for their veterans.
I think we've done it $100 each last year also, right?
Yes.
Well, this was a, Mr. Cole, We got a supplemental letter on this, remember? We discussed
where
it.
Where was it? Oh, yeah, what was it? Where were we?
687.50.
We need to match that amount
right
somehow.
That's so what they're asking, 687.50.
I gave you a couple options there.
Yeah, they did get a human service grant.
Why don't we give them $250 each?
How much do we need to get the 637, whatever it is?
What they want? $687.
Yeah.
Huh? Well, then you divide that in half. I don't care.
Half or by all of you?
Whatever.
How about 150 each? Are you each or are you just doing?
Each, that's fine.
What are we doing?
150 each would cover. 140
each. I'll make a motion to do $150 each.
Okay. Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Phillips, and encouraged by Mr. Jones. $150 each for Southern Delaware Choir Society, or Choral Society, $680.50. $150 each person. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
The Rehoboth Beach Film Society. They would like to purchase and install a computer.
I've been in support of that also, so Mr. Cole and I could split that.
$250 each for Mr. Rogers and Coles. Councilmatic funds.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Phillips, to appropriate $250 each from Cole Rogers Councilmatic Grant Funding for the purchase and installation of a computer for Rehoboth Beach Film Society. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
The Greater Seaford Chamber of Commerce.
I'd like to just table that and put it back on for next week for Mr. Dukes being here.
Okay. Number seven.
The Town of Blades.
That's also Dale.
Yes.
Did he give last year?
Yes, he did.
Do you want to just...
Yeah, give him the word. How much did he give last year?
$500.
I'll make that motion.
Three.
$300?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure he would go for that because they need to get the funding for Christmas.
Yep.
Okay, yeah. It's for the kids' Christmas bazaar.
Okay, I'll take the brunt of that if it's wrong. But motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to give Town of Blades unspecified amount for kids' Christmas bazaar for Mr. Duke's councilmatic grant funding, $300, as in the past. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
I vote yes.
State of Delaware, Office of the State Fire Marshal.
Yeah, I asked for that. I'd like to take out of community reinvestment funding. This is for life safety, for educating children with fire safety. It just enhances the program even more. And we've had another tragic fire in the last week because of this educational process, and we want to continue it and bump it up. I'd like to give $2,000 for my community
reinvestment. Any improvements?
Yeah, do you like to give anything? You're mute. Okay. If I get a motion, I can't make a motion, so if anybody could help me here.
I'll make that motion.
Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones, to allow Rogers to give $2,000 from his community reinvestment funding program for fire safety education for children. Question? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
Woodbridge Elementary School.
I'd like to give $200.
Motion by Mr. Jones, second by Mr. Phillips, to allow Mr. Jones to give $250?
$200. Yes.
To the Woodbridge Elementary School Principal's Day Celebration for Mr. Jones, Councilmatic Grant Funding. Questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
The Seaford Mission.
I'd like to, before Dale left, I told him I would check with Ms. Webb about the community grant money, and I want to table that until Dale gets back so we can talk about it, please.
Okay. Got a lot of talking to do.
Mm-hmm.
Delaware Hospice Festival of Trees.
What we do in the past?
$50 each.
$50 each.
Okay.
Second.
Motion by Mr. Cole, second by Mr. Jones, to give Delaware Hospice Festival of Trees Gala an auction, $50 from each councilmatic grant funding. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
My vote is yes.
And the MLK Dream Team, this is for the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s celebration. This is typically Mr. Duke's also.
What did he give last year, Susan? I didn't ask.
$250.
Youth activity or is that?
Councilmatic.
Okay.
So moved.
$250 for Mr. Dukes's Council Matic Grant funding for the Martin Luther King Dream Team, Dr. Martin Luther King Day of Celebration in Seaford. Questions, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
I vote as yes.
Thank you, and that's all.
We have, we can continue on to introduction of proposed ordinances. Mr. Griffin?
Sorry, there are none.
Sorry, there is none.
We'll have a additional business number one. We'll do it again, but anybody have additional business or like to speak? We have some guests with us this morning, I guess.
Our guests.
Would you like to come forward and introduce your guests to us?
See how many we can embarrass this morning.
We have a couple minutes because we have a public hearing. We cannot start early. So welcome and state your name and your organization you represent, please.
Thank you. I'm Jessica Farley. I'm the communications instructor at Delaware Tech's Owens campus. And every semester we bring our News Writing 1 students here to get some experience reporting on a government meeting. And they have actually done a practice meeting. So you guys are following this pretty well, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. They know what they're doing. So anyway. This is that.
Oh,
do you guys have any questions?
And amongst the group over here to my left and your right is a lot of experience sitting back there, Mr. Pringle. Got a lot of years in this business, so if you need any questions, ask about journalism. And also Chip
and,
Guy behind him.
Bruce would be thrilled to spend the rest of the afternoon with you, helping you through this.
So,
hey, Bruce. See, I knew he wouldn't say.
At this point in time, we are deemed by law to have to take a recess for 7 minutes because we have a public hearing. And Mr. Baker, would you just add something in the middle there?
Yes, the public hearing. Mr. Izzo is on his way back from the EOC. He thought this was on for next week, but Mr. Hicken he will be down here.
Jim, as soon as he gathers the paper.
But we can defer.
So
if we defer
and hold it, have the public hearing.
As mandated by law, we have to hold a public hearing at a certain time and date as it's posted and advertised, and that's the case here. And we're running a little bit ahead this morning, so at this time I'll entertain a motion to recess for 7 minutes. Questions? Motion by Mr. Phillips, second by Mr. Jones to recess for 7 minutes, at what time we'll return for a public hearing. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same time. We stand in recess.